The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. Probiotics likely to be of help with RRMS, meta-analysis finds. Probiotic supplements could ease disability, lessen depression, and improve overall health in people with relapse-remitting multiple sclerosis, according to an analysis of 4 randomized clinical trials. Physicians working with these patients might recommend confirmed probiotic supplements to help manage MS concerns, its scientists wrote, while noting that studies into their use were limited. Findings were in the paper, Effect of Probiotics Supplementation on Disease Progression, Depression, General Health, and Anthropometric Measurements in Relapsing Remitting Multiple Sclerosis Patients, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis of Clinical Trials, published in the International Journal of Clinical Practice. The human body is home to billions of bacteria, many of which live in the digestive tract. These bacteria, collectively called the gut microbiome, play vital roles in both health and disease, many of which are only beginning to be understood. Emerging research suggests that regulation of gut microbiome can be affected by autoimmune diseases like MS, raising the possibility that steps to normalize this microbiome could be a treatment approach. One such way is taking probiotics, which are specific bacterial strains thought to be beneficial for the health of the microbiome, as a supplement. Whether and how probiotic supplements might benefit MS patients has been investigated in clinical trials, though most have been small and of short duration, limiting their ability to draw robust conclusions. A team of researchers in Iran conducted a meta-analysis of clinical trials of probiotic supplements in people with relapse-remitting MS, or RRMS. In this type of analysis, researchers pooled data from multiple published studies and analyzed them collectively. Because of their varied study data, meta-analyses generally have more power to find meaningful conclusions than do individual studies. The current study was designed to collect and reanalyze the available data and reach a conclusion on the effectiveness of probiotics supplementation in RRMS patients, focusing on disease progression, depression, general health, and anthropometric indices, the researchers wrote. Their meta-analysis included data from 4 clinical trials, results of which were published between 2017 and 2020. In all 4 trials, people with RRMS were randomly given either probiotics or a placebo for 12 to 24 weeks. In total, the analysis included 213 patients, 106 given probiotics, and 107 on placebo. Most participants were 30 to 40 years old. Researchers assessed the impact of probiotic supplements on patient outcomes, mainly using a mathematical test called weighted mean differences, or WMDs, which reflect differences in average values between probiotic and placebo groups in each trial. Of note, not all trials reported data for every outcome assessed. Results showed that probiotic supplementation led to a significant decrease in expanded disability status scale, or EDSS scores, with a WMD of -0.43, reflecting lesser disability among patients given probiotics. Probiotics also led to significant improvements on the Beck Depression Inventory 2, a measure of depression severity, and on the 28-item General Health Questionnaire, which assesses overall health, including mental well-being. WMDs were -3.22 and -4.37, respectively. By contrast, probiotic supplement use showed no significant effect on anthropometric measures of body weight or body mass index. The current meta-analysis found a significant improvement in disease disability, depression, and general health after probiotic supplementation in MS patients, the team concluded. Based on the results, The researchers suggested that probiotic supplements might benefit some MS patients. However, they stressed that their analysis was limited by the small amount of data published, and more research is needed.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jennifer Powell, Silver Linings. I am proud of the disability I once feared. I feared becoming disabled more than I feared multiple sclerosis. At the time of my diagnosis, I was moving about well enough. My mobility changed as my disease progressed. My severe foot drop, unsteady gait, and change in speech were impossible to ignore. My prejudice toward the disabled was hard to ignore. I was embarrassed by my disability. I marginalized myself and my needs. I later learned this was a form of internalized ableism. I familiarized myself with the meaning to better understand that which I feared. I faced head-on that which I feared most, being disabled. I soon realized that much of my internalized ableism was rooted in childhood and resulted from systemic ableism. According to writer Jaleel Wasser, systemic ableism is a system of institutions, policies, and societal values that disadvantage people based on societal values of intelligence, physical ability, and mental abilities. Systemic ableism consists of numerous barriers such as attitudinal, communication, physical, policy, programmatic, criminal justice, social, environmental, and transportation. Hindsight has offered perspective on the limited purview I had. While not malicious, this has inspired awareness. Raised in an affluent enclave in Marin County, California, I wanted for nothing. I participated in a myriad of sports and activities and excelled at sailing and skiing. As an active child, I was not around others with disabilities. I noticed two or three individuals in wheelchairs in a specialized classroom. But this was only during school, and our classrooms were different. Outside of class, I rarely saw or interacted with anyone disabled. I can see how this contributed to my seeing those with disabilities as different. And while some outward aspects differ, as people, we are all the same. As children, different is castigated and banished. Children fear the atypical. I harbored those same feelings as an adult. I neglected to differentiate the pattern of a child from the mind of an adult. I no longer feel limited or intimidated because of my disability. I feel empowered and enlightened. And what better month to celebrate than July, which is Disability Pride Month? According to AmeriDisability, this annual observance is used to promote visibility and mainstream awareness of the positive pride felt by people with disabilities. Disability pride has been defined as accepting and honoring each person's uniqueness and seeing it as a natural and beautiful part of human diversity. I discovered beauty in myself when I decided to embrace what I had once feared. And when I did, I never looked back.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.